Wow, we're really rocking. All right, let's go. Nun. So we said yesterday, we'll finish the paragraph. We said yesterday that beautiful idea, and Rav Kiva touched it for me. Touched it. It's a very nice idea. If your friend likes an article of clothing, he likes his sneakers, you don't like it, you think it's hideous, and he asks you, oh, if it's good for him, and he likes it, and it fits for him, and he's comfortable with it, then you say, yes, it's great. It's not lying because it's good for him. You have to be merevis with the brios. You have to mingle with the brios, be connected to people, passionate with people, intertwined with people. So beautiful. It's not lying. You're being mingled with them. It's a very, very big yisod. However, of course, like everything else, that's the beauty of midos. That's the idea. It means measurements. Everything is measured and calculated. However, v'chosevadayim ein magia l'chaver eze hezek b'tavar. This whole idea of saying, yeah, your shoes are nice, they're cute, they're sweet, everything's great, you're looking great and all good, that's if there's no going to be any damage done to your friend. Aval miyachol atzilum eze hezek. But if you're able to save him from any damage, vaday mitzvah lo dio, k'mo she'ne'amar, oh, our Gemara. It's certainly a mitzvah to inform him that says in Leviticus, lo samaro dam re'echa, don't stand by the blood of your friend. If you're able to help somebody and you don't do so, that's bad. So if he's doing something that's going to cause him embarrassment or shame, you need to tell him. Oh, lamashal. Ima mocher tavah harbe yoter mishavyo. Let's say the merchant demanded a tremendous price. You get these new kicks, you're feeling good, and he charged you $350. And he says, yo, I got a great deal, aren't you happy for me? No, they cost $100. Like, you got to tell him that he got ripped off. O im begedze ye meguna b'nei abrios. Another example is you get this nice fresh shirt. You're like, guys, don't I look great? And if you know he's going to be the laughing stock and everybody's going to be laughing at him, you say, no, like, honestly, please don't wear that. You know, like, because that's not being helpful. That's not being helpful. If you know everybody's going to be laughing, hopefully, achas v'sholom here. But if you know in the outside world, everybody's going to be laughing at him, pointing figures, you got to say this. In this case, even though it's very difficult to tell somebody the truth, when they're all hyped about that new fresh shirt they're wearing, you need to do what's good for your friend. That's the foundation. What's in his best interest? Not about you. It's about them. It's about being a gentleman, being a mensch. What's in their best interest? Just like you would like. Love your neighbor like yourself. And that's a beautiful idea. How many times are people prevented from telling the friend something that would save him from embarrassment or disgrace because it's not comfortable to tell them? It's not proper. Again, as we said before, being a Baal Midos means doing the right thing. Sometimes we want to tell our friends, you know, what you're wearing, what you're doing, what you're planning on doing is going to bring you disgrace. It's going to make you look bad. It's going to lower your esteem, your standing, your status. And you got to tell them. Those are hard conversations. Those are hard conversations. But if you really care about the person, then you tell them. What happens? We back away. We shy away. Nobody likes those uncomfortable conversations. Nobody likes confrontation. Some people do. But generally speaking, we don't want to do that. But you have to because it's for his benefit. And certainly you need to tell him in the most comfortable way possible with the most mensch-kite way.